This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. You can expect some pain at the pump if you plan to travel this weekend. AAA Colorado says the state's average price for a gallon of unleaded is $4.23. Many mountain communities are seeing prices around $4.50. CDOT says it expects to see heavy traffic over the next few days on most interstate highways despite the cost. South Central Colorado could become the world's largest international dark sky reserve. A coalition of communities, federal agencies, and organizations wants to protect some 4,200 square miles of night sky there. Danielle Robin of San Luis Valley Great Outdoors is coordinating the effort to get a lighting management plan in place for 80% of the targeted area.
The main purpose is to mitigate light pollution, so making sure that light is pointed downwards instead of emanating into the sky.
The proposed reserve would stretch from Salida south to the New Mexico border with the Great Sand Dunes National Park at its core. The coalition is aiming to submit an application by the end of the year. The governor is expected to sign a bill that provides $35,000 to establish a Colorado tourism program supporting dark sky designations. Thousands of cyclists were raced against a train this weekend in southwestern Colorado. It's the 50th anniversary of the Iron Horse Bicycle Classic. Race director Gage Sippy says historically, cyclists win.
So it takes the train anywhere from 3.5 to 3 hours and 45 minutes to get to Silverton from Durango. And the top end cyclists can do it in 2 hours and 15 minutes, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
The Iron Horse race starts Saturday and goes 47 miles over two steep mountain passes. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.